President Trump is expected to unveil a budget proposal tomorrow that includes $800 billion in cuts to Medicaid. And the move comes as a number of states, including Louisiana and Maine, are considering a big change to the program. They want to add a work requirement, which has not been tried in the past. It would mean that certain adults who are able would have to work or do training or community service to get Medicaid benefits. In a minute, we'll speak with Maine's health commissioner. But first, let's look at the research on work requirements with LaDonna Pavetti, vice president for Family Income Support at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And first, just explain what a work requirement is and when has it been used before?
Work requirements basically mean that people have to either find a job, participate in a program, a work program, or do some kind of activity as a condition of being eligible for benefits. So the best example we have of work requirements are in the Temporary Assistance for Needy Family program. That's a cash assistance program. And they're all able-bodied adults basically are subject to a work requirement. So they're required to work either 20 or 30 hours a week. We also have, we actually have a time limit in SNAP that is sometimes misrepresented as a work requirement. But there, what people are required to do is if they don't have work, they are only able to receive SNAP or food stamp benefits for 3 months out of a 36-month period. There's also another work requirement in SNAP that is more similar to the work requirement in TANF.
So do these work requirements work?
They do not work. In fact, we have evidence from the early years of TANF that basically showed that what happens is you do see some initial bump in employment, but that is very modest and it goes away over time. So if you look over a five-year period, by the end of that five-year period, people who are subject to work requirements are just as likely to work as people who weren't subject to work requirements. The other thing that is important is that we don't have good systems in place to be able to identify people who can and cannot work. And so what we know is the people who have barriers to employment, so it may be that they have mental health issues, it may be that they have physical health issues, it may be that they're caring for a disabled child, often they are subject to work requirements and they're not identified as not being able to meet those requirements and they lose their cash assistance. And what we know from programs is that those people have been the people who have lost benefits the most and are most harmed by them. The other thing we know is over the long term, what we've seen is we've seen an increase in deep poverty. So we actually have seen a group of people who have been completely left behind from cash assistance and have no access to cash and have no work.
The other rationale for this, though, is that it reduces costs. It makes the bill lower for taxpayers. The governor of Maine, the Republican governor, Paul LePage, who is calling for adding work requirements to Medicaid, said in March, quote, "If you're an able-bodied American, you need to go to work. It's that simple." So what do you say to that argument?
There are two things to respond to that argument. One is there is no provision to say what if there are not jobs available and you can't find work. And the other is that it actually has the potential to increase costs. And the reason for that is even though there may be fewer people who get Medicaid in the short term, what could happen in the long term and is very likely to happen is that people who need health care aren't going to get it and they won't have the preventative care. So you can just imagine somebody who has diabetes that is not under control. And what happens when diabetes isn't treated is that you end up with far worse consequences down the road.
So certainly there are people like the people that you're talking about who have special circumstances. It's difficult for them to work. They're caring for, as you said, a disabled child, or there aren't the jobs available. Aren't there also people who are collecting benefits who just don't want to work?
So the amount of work among people on public benefits is very high. We did a study that showed that 75% of the people who receive SNAP benefits either worked in the year prior or the year after. So that is the majority of people. If you look at a point in time, you get less work. So part of it is just not recognizing how the dynamic nature of work and people moving in and out of the labor market. So certainly there are people who need help getting into the labor market. But the problem is that the conversations about work requirements in Medicaid aren't tied with conversations about how do we increase access to the programs that will help people overcome the barriers that they have. So there's sort of the two things I would say is there is both the skill issue, but there is also the nature of the labor market And we incorrectly assume that people don't want to work or aren't working, when in fact, if you look over the right period of time, you will see lots of work.
Well, why do you think that people like the governor of Maine are making that assumption? They surely have been told the things that you're telling us right now about the system.
That's a good question, and I'm not sure I have a good answer. I think it is political. I think it is we are in an environment where we are blaming poor people for their situations, when in fact, the fact that they're in those situations has much more to do with the fact that there are lots of jobs that don't provide health care. There are lots of jobs that don't pay enough for people to make it without the assistance that our safety net provides. And there is also a small group of people who are on benefits for a long period of time, but there is an incredible movement in and out. The other thing that people fail to acknowledge is the important role that the safety net actually plays in helping people to get to work, so that we have evidence that for families where kids got SNAP when they were young, so food stamp benefits again, that that had huge impacts on their later life, of both in work and on their education. And in Medicaid, we have evidence that shows that it actually helps people to go to work. So you're much more able to work if you have a health condition that is under control than if you have a health condition that for which you're not receiving care.
That's LaDonna Pavetti, Vice President for Family Income Support at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, now let's turn to one of the states considering seeking federal approval to add a work requirement to its Medicaid program, Maine, where Medicaid serves more than 20% of the state's population, according to state statistics. Mary Mayhew is Maine's Health and Human Services Commissioner. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy. Glad to be back.
And first, just explain, what is the problem you're trying to address? Why is a work requirement being considered for Medicaid?
We are focused on helping individuals out of their dependency on government programs. We want the Medicaid program to function as a core safety net. Back in 1996, when Congress reformed many of the welfare programs, they included a work requirement because we understood then, and we need to understand now, that the best way out of poverty is a job. We want to help support individuals. We talk about the American dream, but then have designed these programs to trap people in a nightmare of poverty.
Well, one of the things that has come up, though, one of the problems with this idea is that it's difficult to determine who exactly is able-bodied, who is able to go out and get a job. Are you concerned about that?
Jeremy, this is really quite well established. The federal food stamp program has had similar requirements in place since 1996 to identify individuals, non-disabled individuals who are capable of work. We know that employment is more than just the income it generates. It is about self-esteem, self-confidence, human dignity. And that's a pathway that we are passionate about reinforcing and supporting.
What if there aren't jobs and somebody wants to find a job, but they can't find one?
This is broader than employment, but I will also say that in Maine today, we have thousands of unfilled jobs. Our unemployment rate is at an unprecedented low at 3%. But what this is designed to do, it's not just simply employment. It includes volunteering. It includes being in a vocational training program. Efforts that will help to support someone on that pathway to self-sufficiency, independence.
You talked about the food stamp program and the comparisons there, although what we've learned after Maine changed the food stamp program and added work requirements, it led to a drop in enrollment in Maine, a big drop in enrollment, but food banks say that people are going to them instead.
Well, the data that we have, because we not only monitored that change in enrollment, but we monitored their wages. And for those who left the program, their wages increased by over 114% above the federal poverty level. Too often people are concerned about accepting that job or that promotion for fear of losing their government benefits.
You think that government benefits discourage people from working?
I believe fundamentally that we have designed these programs and they have been a disincentive to work.
What do you say to people who hear what you're saying right now and say this is only going to make it more difficult for poor people to live their lives?
I completely disagree. What we know is that for the last several decades, as these entitlement programs have grown, they have absolutely trapped people in poverty. And we know that we have got to return to supporting individuals on that effective pathway back into the workforce. That is so fundamental to their individual success and to their ability to support their children leading more prosperous and successful futures.
That's Mary Mayhew, who is Health and Human Services Commissioner for Maine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we welcome your thoughts on work requirements for Medicaid at hereandnow.org.